So welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. So it's that time of the evening where we are going to be having a little visit by telephone from our angry gay man. You know, most organisations like to have a monthly AGM. Here at Grumpy Gaze, we like to have a weekly AGM when he's got something to say, and I'm sure he does tonight. Doug, are you there?
I am, Matt. I'm here. I am aggrieved.
Oh, my God. How are you, Doug? What's going on?
I am angrier than an unexpected item in a bagging area. I really am.
What's happening? What is it this week?
It's dating apps.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's not dating apps themselves so much because, to be frank, they have on occasion brought enormous joy to my life. And let's be fair, the capacity for anyone or anything to bring joy to my life is a feat worth highlighting. But this isn't apoplexy, Matt.
Okay.
This is annoyance at the young people targeting the elderly. Now, when I say elderly, you probably assume I'm normally, as I would be, talking about you and Helen. But on this occasion, I am actually talking about myself.
Well, hang on. I think you're older than me, angry gay man.
Well, that may be the case, Matt, but good luck proving that to your listeners on radio, because let's be fair, it's a pretty good medium for hiding your wrinkles, isn't it? Anyway, don't interrupt me. For goodness sake, put me on your own show, although it's rapidly morphing more and more into my knee twig. Anyway, Matt and Helen, yes. I was approached by a younger person on one of these apps who had perhaps overspent on some designer sunglasses and was looking to recoup some losses by asking me if I was looking for a sugar baby. Now, Matt, I am a man of the world, and I categorically know that a sugar baby isn't some new line of lolly. And I knew perfectly well what this young man was offering me, but I did. I saw an opportunity not to take him up on it because, of course, things aren't quite that bad yet, but I saw an opportunity for amusement.
That's a jelly baby, by the way, that you're referring
what?
To. That's a jelly baby, by the way, that you're referring to.
Well, this is a sugar baby. Now, I'm not saying I know it's some new line of lolly. But anyway, so after telling this young man, and I had to explain to him, so after telling this young man that I was not exactly in a position to supplement his lifestyle, I decided to probe him a little deeper. I don't make something wrong out of that. I mean, probe him for contractual detail. So I wanted to know what he was actually offering. And I thought, well, this is a good opportunity. And I said to him, what's the deal? What's the offer? What's the bargain? And he said, and then he said to me, he said, for $100, we could have some car fun.
Ooh, what did you say?
And I said car fun, like, what do you mean, like washing it? But you
yeah,
know
I'll
what,
give,
Matt,
I'll give you, $5 an hour to wash the car and to mow the lawn, son.
Well, no, $100 for some car fun. And look, the thing is, this is what I realise about young people today, is that what this young gentleman had in audacity, I should say, he lacked in humour, because it was shortly after that that he blocked me. And I think that's potentially what I'm about to do to you two as well, because I'm bored of you. So anyway, have a lovely week, people. I'll speak to you again next time. I hope it's as awful as you make it to be. Right, bye, bye. See you, bye.